Whistleblower, Biden-Harris HHS created Dwight Glove Delivery Service giving migrant children to criminals, traffickers, cartels. By John Binder on November 26, 2024. A whistleblower who worked at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, says President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's administration has created a white glove delivery service that sees hundreds of migrant children funneled into the hands of criminals, traffickers, and cartel members throughout the United States. During testimony this month before two subcommittees of the House Homeland Security Committee, Tara Lee Rodas detailed the process by which the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, takes custody of unaccompanied alien children, UAC, at the southern border before they are handed over to HHS custody, which then places them with adult sponsors in the U.S. Rodas worked at HHS in 2021 before blowing the whistle on the UAC program. Since Biden and Harris took office, more than 530,000 UACs have been encountered at the southern border, the majority of whom are teenagers. Today, as we speak, children are preparing to work grueling overnight shifts in slaughterhouses, restaurants, and factories, Rodas said. Some children may die today in jobs they don't have the knowledge or skills to do in order to repay never-ending debts to their smugglers and traffickers. Today, children are being sold for sex. Some children, girls and boys, will get sexually transmitted diseases. Some girls, as young as 12, 11, or even 10 years old, will give birth to children of their own. Forced labor and prostitution among underage migrants have more than tripled under the current administration. Today, desperate children will call hotlines to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked. Emphasis added. For at least a decade, HHS has been responsible for the suffering of countless children. This assessment is based solely on the information currently available. However, it has been established that the unknown factors significantly outweigh what is known. This must change. Emphasis added. According to Rodas, under Biden and Harris, child trafficking has evolved into an international syndicate of gangs and cartels that is highly organized and very efficient, and HHS has a 10-year demonstrated record of losing children to sponsors who traffic, exploit, and harm children in unthinkable ways. Rodas continued. Sadly, due to the failed open border policies of the Biden-Harris administration, we have delivered these unaccompanied children to criminals, traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations who are using the UAC program as a white-glove delivery service of children. These criminal sponsors are defrauding the U.S. government by using the UAC program as the logistical chain of their child trafficking operation. Emphasis added. Retired Border Patrol Deputy Agent in Charge J.J. Carell revealed insider DHS knowledge about the role non-governmental organizations, NGOs, play in the UAC program and how they make billions aiding the federal government with the resettlement of migrant children across the U.S. Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, and Jewish Family Services are the main NGOs facilitating the UAC program, Carell said. I spoke to a gentleman who works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, "Sir, tell me, who are you responsible for and how much is the largest check you've cut?" He said, "I'm over Jewish Family Services and I cut a check for $600 million. And I said, "Is that for like 3 years? And he told me, "JJ, get in the game, that's 2 or 3 months and it's renewable. That's one NGO." And I said, "Well, Catholic Charities is bigger than Jewish Family Services." He said, "Yes, they get the same or more." Emphasis added. You're talking about billions upon billions of dollars given to NGOs to further the trafficking of all, of everyone crossing the border, including children. Emphasis added. Rodas said President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to lead HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is aware of this crisis and his talented team is discussing solutions to end this crisis. In the new administration, there are simple fixes that borders are Tom Homan, HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, and others can do to defend and protect children, Rodas said. Among those fixes are requiring DNA testing for UACs and the adults they arrive with at the southern border, prison time for adult sponsors who cannot account for a UAC's whereabouts, designating child trafficking a terrorist activity, and stopping the release of UACs into the U.S. interior until those who are unaccounted for across the U.S. are found by HHS. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.